U.S. resumes strikes on Iran after Trump says ceasefire is over during the NATO summit in Ankara. It notes that he warned of further attacks and actions that could tighten the pressure on Tehran and affect ships in the Strait of Hormuz. It also covers Iran's response, including accusations that the United States has violated international law. The piece highlights the broader regional impact, with air raid alerts and rising defense postures as both sides signal a willingness to escalate. U.S. resumes strikes on Iran after Trump says the ceasefire is over and hints at more attacks. Iran says it hit U.S. bases in Bahrain and Kuwait and warns it could close the Strait of Hormuz. Explosions cause damage in southern Iran. Ports hit and a civilian firefighter dies. CENTCOM says the strikes aim to degrade Iran's ability to threaten shipping. Iran's UN envoy calls the U.S. actions a breach of the UN Charter. Sirens and defense alerts spread through Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar as tensions rise. Escalation after NATO summit. U.S. strikes Iran amid ceasefire remarks. The United States widened its military action against Iran on Wednesday following President Donald Trump's statement at a NATO summit in Ankara. He indicated that the existing ceasefire could end in June. Within hours, Washington carried out additional strikes against Iranian targets. Officials described the operations as aimed at degrading Tehran's ability to threaten ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The president, returning to the United States aboard Air Force One, hinted that more attacks could come that night and suggested he might reimpose port restrictions on Iran. U.S. actions and official statements. The Pentagon and the U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes targeted Iran's military capabilities. The operations focused on air defenses, command and control networks, coastal radar, surface-to-air missiles, cruise missiles, drone launch sites, and small vessels used by the Revolutionary Guard. CENTCOM said the moves were part of a broader effort to raise the cost of Iran's aggression against navigation in the Hormuz Strait. Officials stressed that the United States held Iran responsible for recent harassment of commercial shipping in international waters. Iranian response and damage reports. Iranian state outlets reported explosions near several southern ports, including Bandar Abbas and Sirik, with additional blasts heard offshore. Later notes from authorities described impacts along Iran's southern coast near Bushehr and Chabahar. Officials said the nuclear facilities in those areas were not struck, but ports and related infrastructure suffered damage. In a separate report, Iranshahr's airport was damaged and a firefighter died while responding to the incident. An attack on a railway bridge in Akalla, in the northwest, was also cited by official media. Regional reactions and alerts. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations condemned the new U.S. strikes, saying they violated the UN Charter and international law. In the Gulf, alarms sounded late Wednesday in Bahrain and Qatar, which host U.S. military facilities, signaling a heightened threat level. Kuwait also reported missile and drone threats and activated defense systems. Both Bahrain and Kuwait had previously faced Iranian retaliation in the broader cycle of attacks. Context: the Strait of Hormuz and recent attacks. The flare-up comes as tensions over the Strait of Hormuz intensify. The Hormuz route remains crucial for global oil trade. In the days leading up to the latest exchanges, several vessels were struck in or near the strait, with the United States attributing the incidents to Iran and Tehran warning it could fully control or even close the waterway if attacked again. Western and regional officials continue to monitor the situation for signs of further escalation. Conclusion: escalation and uncertain path ahead. From the NATO summit to the latest strikes, the episode shows how a fragile ceasefire can unravel into broader confrontation. The United States says its actions degrade Iran's ability to threaten shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, while Iran warns of retaliation and its UN envoy accuses the moves of violating the UN Charter and international law. The surrounding region has seen sirens and defense alerts across Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar, underscoring a volatile security environment. For civilians and critical infrastructure, ports, airports, and the energy system, the risks are rising as both sides signal a willingness to escalate. Analysts emphasize that de-escalation will require credible diplomacy and restraint, or the crisis could widen and disrupt global oil markets and regional stability. Frequently asked questions: what did Trump say about the ceasefire? He said the ceasefire was over. He spoke in Ankara at the NATO summit. He said he would probably order new attacks tonight. Why did the U.S. resume strikes on Iran? The U.S. says Iran attacked ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The goal is to punish Iran and hurt its ability to threaten ships. The strikes aim to raise the cost for Iran. What targets did the U.S. hit in Iran? The U.S. struck more than 80 targets. They hit air defenses, command and control networks, radar, missiles, drone bases, and small boats used by the IRGC. How did Iran respond to the new attacks? Iran said the attacks violate the UN Charter. The Revolutionary Guards claim to have hit US bases in Bahrain and Kuwait and to have shot down a MQ-9 drone. They warned they could close the Strait of Hormuz. What does this mean for the Strait of Hormuz and oil? The strait is a key route for world oil. Attacks can disrupt ships and push prices up. Iran threatens to close it if attacked. The US says it wants to keep it open.